joined by Jack O'Connor. First of all, Jack, I suppose the day of the Senate, David Morne, you've been inside in many a dressing room with him. Could you describe this man and his service to Kerry?
Yeah, he's been a top-class midfielder, I suppose, you know, for 13 or 14 years now to me. So it's the end of an era, really, do you know. I've been involved with him far back as 2008 when I was coaching rallies and himself and Mike Quirk were the midfield partnership that took us to the county final. So, he's going to be a big loss to us because he was a great leader in the dressing room and the players looked up to him. He was a kind of a father figure to them. So, just want to acknowledge his contribution and his leadership and he's had a great career.
And Jack, what it is as well, I suppose when a player has a young family and a pretty strong, heavy career where he's in the accountancy side of things, it's very difficult with the commitment you give nowadays and you're obviously the career. You look at the Kerry team, there's 7 or 8 guys teaching. I'm not saying the teaching allows you to play, but it's very difficult to maybe at that stage to play the game at a high level.
I think there's no secret to that David was considering taking this step last year, but we managed to coax another year out of him and he was very important to us, you know. With a young family and a busy job, you know, inter-county football now is full on, so it's probably a young man's game.
A young man's game. Young man's game. We'll be young man's game, and the next stage up coming this weekend, a long trek to Donegal. First of all, Jack, the availability of players to you. I suppose is it easier to ask you who won't be present?
Sure. I mean, it's pretty common knowledge. You know, the players we're missing. I mean, we are down a lot of players. You know, the lads that played in the club finals. The Cliffords and that won't be involved in the short term, and we have a good share of injuries going back to the club championship as well. So we'll I would say that if we have a third of the All-Ireland starting team, we'll be lucky going to Ballybofey.
Games over the last couple of weeks, Jack, in the All-Ireland series, a lot was said of the two Ryans in the middle of the park for Rathmore, and I suppose with David going now, it'll give a chance to other players. Could any one of these two boys be in the reckoning? I know, or is it too soon after the All-Ireland series? Mark was outstanding right throughout, and likewise back up with the brother Cahill.
Oh yeah, and it was great that the two clubs won their championship and all the players will come back in better form now and bring that winning mentality back into the dressing room. Look, we haven't finalised, Tim, it's an ongoing situation. We haven't finalised who'll be in or who'll be out. We've a good share of players in there at the moment that we're trying out. So it'll be a few weeks before the panel takes its shape, you know.
And Jack, I suppose the league has taken, as we had in previous interviews, it's taken such huge significance and profile now in the build-up to the championship. It'd be nice to pick up points along the way, but Donegal won't be easy this coming weekend.
No, Kerry have found it difficult to win points up there over the last 2 years, and it is a long journey. But I mean, sometimes these away games can be very good for morale as well. The team and the panel are together for the bones of 2 days, and if you could get a result up there, would be obviously very positive before facing the home game against Monaghan. But we're well aware of the challenge. Donegal have a new management; they're going to be going flat out to get off to a good start. So we're up against it, but we're looking forward to it. You know, the lads have put in 2 or 3 weeks of very heavy training. So we're hoping to see some of the fruits of that now next Sunday.
The pros and cons of playing the McGrath Cup, Jack, is it of any help going forward? I know you're to try and put out a team with very limited resources. Is it a plus or a minus in the sense you probably didn't learn a whole pile from it?
Look, it depends where you're coming from the season before. I mean, last year it was very helpful to us, but we had a good block of work done beforehand. Whereas this year, we just, with the team holiday and Christmas and that, we just had 1 or 2 sessions done, really. So, that's the nature of it. When you win in Ireland, you go on a holiday and that impacts on the following season. So, that's the way it is, and you have to deal with it.
Jack, you said it before to me that you have to strike a balance in the league, that you're going to try out a new guys and give them a sustained chance, and likewise trying to get the result. It's obviously, that is very difficult to make that mark in the first game.
Well, I mean, whatever we're trying for this out, Timmy, we're obviously down a good share of the stats from the All-Ireland last year. So by its nature, we will be trying panel players. Well, you call them panel players from last year. And it's a great opportunity for them. It's a huge opportunity for them to stake a claim and whatever. And sometimes missing frontline players can be a blessing in disguise, because it forces your hand and forces you to try new lads. So there are rakes of positions up for grabs over the next couple of weeks. And we're just hoping that a few players will put their hand up and make it really awkward for us when we get everybody back.
We're aware of your style of play last year, or that you instilled in the players, that really worked out well, Jack, in the long run. Is it a case of more of the same and fellas to try and fit into that sort of system? It's totally different coming from a club or a divisional side, a county championship side, to playing with a county side. That's a difficult transition for players.
It's not a case of imposing a style at all. You know, we'll just look at what players we have and try and maximise, you know, our resources. That's the way it works. Always has to work, you know. So that remains to be seen whether that'll be fruitful or not.
And your thoughts on the league, Jack, in general? You know, you said last year was different. We won everything before us. I said it's of huge significance, but there's such a quick turnaround to championship, Jack.
Look, I've always paid good store in the league, you know. It is particularly now that it's in the calendar year. It's a marker of form and whatever. But it's going to be slightly different here this year with the round robin system in the championship, where you're going to be getting a series of games anyway. So that'll be a mini league in itself. So it remains to be seen. We'll probably take this year for managers to adapt properly to it and figure out. I mean, at a minimum, you know, we certainly don't want to be, you know, facing a relegation battle or anything like that in Division 1. But it's going to be extremely difficult to win points, because you have all those away games are fraught with difficulty, you know. Like we're going to Ballyboe Fair, we're going to Omagh, we're going to Castlebar, and we're going to Tuam. So they're all very tough games, and even the home games here aren't going to be easy either. So it will be a tough league, and you know, we're hoping that as time goes on, we'll get a few players back to strengthen the panel.
And Jack, I know you mentioned earlier about injuries. There's a number of players injured, and you have the likes of the Paul Murphys and the Shane Ryans of this war, and the two Cliffords, as we've just said. Diarmaid O'Connor picked up a pretty, I suppose, serious injury. His availability to you in the short term?
Yeah, it doesn't look like we'll have Diarmaid in the medium term, because you know that he has pretty significant ligament damage. So it remains to be seen what time span that will be, you know.
And ready to kick it off, Jack. I take it this is where you want to be. League is competitive, and as you said earlier, this brings on players, and you mature, or else you won't survive.
You know, just hoping that the players are really looking forward to it, because as I said, it's a big opportunity for a lot of fellas, and that's what you want. A bit of enthusiasm and fellas getting opportunities and you know, hoping to come up the pecking order before championship.